U.S. forces say 8 American troops have been killed in multiple bomb attacks today in southern Afghanistan. The deaths make October the deadliest month of the war for American troops since the war began in 2001. As the conflict continues in the south and east of the country, civilians in the remote areas of west, central, and northern Afghanistan continue to combat the ongoing effects of droughts and floods. Years of severe weather has devastated communities, leaving many families in need. Scott Braunschweig of the Kabul Office of Catholic Relief Services says that Afghans are adopting negative strategies to cope with the conditions.
The droughts probably have the greatest impact over the last decade. Looking at 7 years of drought in many areas in western and central Afghanistan, to the point where people are starting to rely on negative coping patterns, selling off animals, moving out, moving to the south, or moving to cities or neighboring countries. The focus is on survival. The focus is on making amends now. And in order to do that, people have to use whatever resources that they can. The example of selling off sheep to be able to afford grain now and be able to get by in the winter. When the spring comes and they don't have the sheep, that's a productive asset that they've lost. What we're finding is that as the situation deteriorated the last few years, as drought, multiple years of drought continued, people started relying on those negative activities to the point where now they don't have the sheep to fall back on. They're heavily indebted. There's nothing left for them to build off of and to recover, even if there are, for example, good rains.